This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday,
so blue.
And I don't know about your house, but it's 37 degrees at my house here in Maine. It's just incredible. I mean, you want to get outside, you want to get stuff done, and it's just so cold. It's going to get up to around 50, but it's really, really not planting weather for your flowers and for your vegetables because of the type of weather that we're getting. But that's okay. I want you to get off your butt. I want you to start working around the yard. And when the days finally become spring-like, then we'll be ready to go. So this is what I want you to do. You have to get your fertilizer on your lawn. And you've got to get your crabgrass control product on your lawn. So if you have had in the past crabgrass, you need to put down a pre-emergence crabgrass control. Now, go down to your local garden center. Bonide has got a great product, far superior than anything else on the market today. You put it down, you water it in, and it will change from a powder to a liquid. It will create a skin on the surface of the soil, and that barrier will prevent crabgrass from germinating. It will also prevent grass seed, so you cannot plant grass seed when you put down a crabgrass preventer. So this is how it works. You get the skin. You've got crabgrass seed in your lawn. The seed will germinate in the soil. The little shoot will come out of the seed. It will puncture the skin. And when it does, it will begin to absorb that barrier that you've put down into the plant where it poked through it. It will be taken down to the root, and it will kill it. So the first thing you have to do, you need to rake the lawn. Get all that debris from the winter and from all the spring snow, and you've got to get the lawn done. So get it raked, put down your crabgrass preventer, and it's important that you do. You can't wait and say, oh, it's too cold. You've got to get that barrier down because it won't be long. And the weather's going to break, and I just hope it doesn't break all at once. And I've seen that happen many years. We have a cold spring, a wet spring, things are not really moving, and then all of a sudden, bam, the heat hits, and everything comes to bloom at the same time. So this is what you got to do again. Rake that lawn, get it clean, get all the junk that's in there, the leaves, the pine needles, the dead grass, the dead crabgrass plants from last year. And if you're seeing a lot of dead crabgrass, Think about it this way. Every single crabgrass plant that's in your lawn has the capability of making 1,000 to 5,000 seeds each plant. So you say, well, I only got one here and there. Well, one here and there is 1,000 to 5,000 here and there. And every year it's going to get worse. So that you've got to get on this right now. Go down to your garden center. Get the bone-eyed crabgrass preventer and fertilizer combination. It's usually the first step that you put down. So the crabgrass preventer creates the barrier, and then the fertilizer feeds the plants around it. Now, it's important that you do both. And the reason is the fertilizer will stimulate the grass plants around where the crabgrass was last year because it made a hole in your lawn. Will stimulate the grass plants around it, and it will slowly fill in. When it fills in, it's going to create shade on the soil. And crabgrass has to have sun. So if your lawn stays thick, it will kind of smother some of the crabgrass. So it's really important. And if you look around your neighborhood, if you see there are forsythia in bloom, they're not in bloom in my house in Maine, but I'm sure further south, some of you are seeing yellow forsythia. When that yellow forsythia drops its blooms, it's too late. It's too late. Crabgrass preventers will not control the weed. So that's what I'm saying. Get it down now. And if you've got a big lawn and you're saying, well, I'll put it down, and when it rains, that'll do the same thing as me bringing out the sprinkler. It will. But if it doesn't rain for a week or two, it just sits there. And also the fertilizer portion just sits there too. So watch the weather and you know, put it down before the rain. But if what I would do is I would put it down now, it's on your soil, and that way if it does rain, great. Because you got a lawn that's too big to drag the hose out and run it for, I don't know, half an hour or so in each area. But you've got to get it down now. You've got to change it from a powder to a liquid to release the food to your grass. And then what you've got to do is you've got to get ready. So I know it's cold. It's only going to be 40-something degrees today, but it's, I said it's 37 this morning. I almost see your breath when you go outside, but it's going to get better. So let's get the lawn fed. The other thing that you have to do, if you have moss in your lawn, you've got to get some lime put down. There's no question about it. If you don't, the moss areas will get larger and larger. And the moss is an indicator that the soil is acidic. And when you have an acid lawn, that moss is visible, it's going to tell you that you're going to have more weeds that year and in the coming years if you don't control the acidity. It's like being a diabetic, which I am. And if you don't watch your sugars, then you got a problem. So, you see moss, you put down some lime. Bone-eyed has a fast-acting lime. You can get it at the same place. Put it down. And it will sweeten the soil. when the soil gets to be sweet, crabgrass, dandelions, chickweed, clover, they don't like that. They want something that's more acidic. So you put down some lime, you sweeten the soil, they don't like it, seed doesn't germinate, and the problem gets better. Now, what I would do, if I was you, I want you to write down this phone number. It's 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. This is the phone number to Natural Alternative. They're going to give them a call on Monday morning. They're going to ask them for a free soil test. This is not a test done by a little kit. This is done at a local university. And they're going to send you a little bag. They'll send you all the information. You're going to take a soil sample. You're going to send it to them. And within 10 days or so, they're going to give you a call. And they're going to tell you what you need to do to your lawn. But you've got to get some lime down. And just like the fertilizer, you've got to wash it into the soil. It's really, really important. So, liming is a way to fight the acidity.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Nathan, who's up next?
Well, let me get this straight. Cyan in New Hampshire.
Okay, Diane from New Hampshire, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are
Hi.
You? Fine, cool morning.
This is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of pre-emergence, I have two areas I wanted to ask you about that I'd like to do some pre-emergent weed killing.
Yeah.
One is an area that is that's going to have wood chips put down. It's just a big area in between some pines. And the other is an area that I had cleaned out last year along a fence that I plant annual wildflowers in, and I would also like some ideas about putting sweet peas there. So that got pretty overgrown with weeds as well last year. So I was wondering about products to put in both of those areas.
Okay. Now, the areas where you want to plant, have you killed everything off last year?
No.
Okay. So what you're planning on doing is, are you going to rototill and then plant?
I was wondering if I could, kill off the weeds and then put new soil down.
Okay. So what's there now? What type is it? Are they like vines growing through it or?
No, you know? It's mainly weeds and some grass creeps in.
Okay. You're going to have to, if you want to plant seed, and you're going to have to, wildflowers can grow in an area where you do have grasses growing. And I mean, you think of, if you drive through Maine, for example, one of the things that Maine is famous for in late spring, early summer is wild lupin. And wild lupin comes up in a field. And it's grass. It could be like a pasture. So they grow together. And there's a lot of other wildflowers that will do the same thing. So what I would do is get out there. If you can't do it together, see if there's a high school kid on your street that's looking to make a few bucks. Have them give you a hand. And the area that you want to plant, take a rake and pull all that junk out of there so that you can visibly see some of the soil. That way you've got a nice, soft bed. Now, take a shovel or a trowel and see how deep the loam is. And if you've got 3 to 6 inches of loam, you don't have to bring in any additional loam. You've got enough to support the wildflowers. Okay?
Okay.
So that'll save you a ton of money right there because loam is not cheap anymore. So you clean it all up, you take a rake, any dead plants that are there, physically pull them out, soften up that soil, broadcast your wildflower seeds, and that's not a problem. You cannot put down a pre-emergence. Because if you put down a pre-emergence, you're going to kill the wildflower seed. Because the product that they use does not know that your wildflower seeds are good and weeds are bad. It just prevents everything from coming up. So you just clean it up, soften up the soil, sprinkle your seeds. Keep it moist if you want to put something over it, but I really don't think that you really have to. The weather normally is wet, and as long as you water it a couple times a week for, you know, if the weather stays cool like this, if you just ran it for half an hour at the most, keep that soil nice and moist, then the seed will come up. And if you see a big weed that's being aggressive, pull it out. You can't use a weed killer.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Chris in New Hampshire.
Chris from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good. You still have your long johns on?
I just checked my temperature and it's 27 degrees. And my facility is not booming. Paul, I called you about a year ago, and my Andromeda was not well. And you suggested tree and shrub, which I did use, and it did bring the plant back. But it looks the same this year as it did last year. Did the tree and shrub work, or should I do something else, or what should I do?
Okay. Did you feed it also?
I did, yes, with some halitone.
Okay. Now, when you look at the leaf, does it look like it has little brown dots on it?
Some of it, yes. Some of it is.
Okay. See, there's an insect that will get underneath the leaf. It has a needle-type mouth part. It will stick it into the leaf. It will inject into the leaf a thinning solution, just like a mosquito does when it bites you. And then it pulls out the sap, and you end up with these little dead areas. And the tree and shrub, if you get it in there soon enough, will prevent this insect from doing a lot of damage because the product is inside the plant. It tries to suck on it, and when it does, it gets the tree and shrub in its belly, and it ends up killing it.
Well, can I do it today?
Yeah. The sooner you get it in, the better it's going to work.
Nice.
And just follow the recommendations. Now, how tall is it?
It's about 4 feet.
I would use a feet wide, maybe?
At least.
At least, okay. I would use 3 ounces.
Okay.
And you're going to put that in a bucket, filled about, you know, if it's a regular bucket that holds 2.5 gallons of water, I would fill it about 3/4 of the way with just regular water. Put your product in it, stir it up really, really well, and then don't put it all over the garden. Pour it directly around the trunk of the tree, because it's taken in through the roots and up against the bark and the stem of the plant that's underground. So pour it right around the plant. Do it slowly so it has a chance to soak down, and then the plant will absorb it. And see, it moves with the sap. And the sap will as it moves from the roots up to the top of the foliage to bring it to some nourishment and to encourage the plant to make flowers and encourage the plant to make new foliage, that sap that's moving up will carry the product throughout all the leaves, all the stems. So you want to get that down now.
If I do that today, can I also put some Hollytone down?
Oh, yeah. Now, how much Hollytone did you put down last year?
I don't remember.
Okay. For a plant that big, I would put a couple of pounds.
Okay.
So put the Hollytone down first.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're just going to take like a crowbar or a real big screwdriver. Just get down on your knees. Go about 18 inches from the main stem, jam the screwdriver in or the crowbar, wiggle it back and forth so that you have a hole that's about a couple of inches wide, and you want to go down a good 6 inches and put a half a handful in it.
Okay.
And then you're going to make like 10 holes all the way around it. One here, one there, just like the blade of a saw. Zigzag back and forth. Okay?
Yep.
And put a half a handful in each, pull the mulch or the soil back over the hole, and then treat it with the tree and shrub. Now, what I would do is in maybe August or September, and the best way to remember. And, I mean, if somebody said that to me, I'd say, okay, in August and September, I'd forget it. So write on your calendar for September 1st, feed the Andromeda. That will remind you to do the same thing, and that will give it additional energy to get it ready for the winter. And I mean, if this plant is getting it and it's going downhill, I would do the tree and shrub in the fall again.
Oh, okay. I know you said it was good for a year.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for a year. But, you know, when you've got a plant that's been hit by that insect year after year after year, you know, it wears it down. So some additional protection, it may not be needed, but you figure you're putting it down in April. So you got April, May, June, July, August, September. So you've gone through the bulk of the growing season with that plant. And it's worked hard. It's made new foliage. It's made flowers. It's made buds for the following year. So that if you can put that extra protection, that way if there's any of these critters around in the fall, and they decide to do a bit of late feeding on it, you'll have a surprise for them. And then that additional fertilization in the fall will give it some energy to keep it green and healthy going into the winter.
And can I use the Hollytone again in the fall?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to baby this guy. And if you can baby it, you're going to see something that's, you know, really, really crazy. But just to give you an example, I was reading on the internet, and then I went and I verified it. There's a tree in India. It's a banyan tree, and it's one of the world's biggest trees. But this particular tree was planted over 700 years ago by royalty in India.
Wow.
Now, the branches of this tree spread 3 acres. Okay? Now, 3 acres is a lot of land, but it spreads 3 acres. It's a major tourist attraction, and it was having problems. And they didn't know what it was. And they started checking into it. And branches were breaking. They finally discovered there were ants inside the tree. So they cordoned off the area so the tourists wouldn't go onto the tree. They fed it deeply. And they showed pictures. They hung 200 IV bottles of an ant killer into the branches of this tree.
Wow.
They fed the tree. They've been feeding it with injections of liquid food. They've been feeding it with a granular fertilizer. They're using a lot of probiotics, which I've been promoting for the last few years here, because the probiotics are going to encourage the roots to grow.
Right.
So they've been feeding you with the probiotics and fertilizer. They've adjusted the soil pH, and they showed a picture. So if you type in on the internet, a banyan tree with IV bottles on it, you'll see this tree, and they've got all kinds of bottles. They did something on the Good Morning America show, and it just blew my mind. But they've got these bags, just like if you were in the hospital, with IVs going into it. And they said that they're seeing signs of dead ants all over the place, and the branches are beginning to leaf out more. The tree looks a lot healthy, and they figure by the end of the year, it'll be back to normal.
Well, that sounds great.
So you've got to do the same thing to your tree, to your Japanese andromeda.
I can't hang IV bottles, though.
No, I'm not saying that you should do that. But if you can give it a couple of shots of fertilizer and halitone, you can't beat that for all of your broadleaf evergreens. And
right.
it also has the beneficial microbes in it. So you're going to help the roots to get bigger, stronger, be able to pick up more food, and that will make the branches grow and produce additional foliage. It'll fill in all the areas where you've lost a lot of leaves. They could encourage a lot of new shoots to develop from the main stem. So you got to say to yourself, this is my baby for this year. I'm going to pamper it. If the weather gets dry and hot, you got to get out there with the hose and say, I'm here. Dad's here. I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to give it some water, and you just gotta act like it's one of your kids, and it's got the flu, and you're taking care of it.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Pink spring.
Oh, yes, I am. Believe me. Bye bye.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye bye. If you need some help, give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261. You talk with Nathan. He's a good guy, and he'll take care of you. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Massachusetts.
Did you say Karen?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Karen, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm going to be going down and getting some of that bonide pre-emergent. Can I put that on my lawn before I thatch it? I actually have a couple questions. Could I just ask them and then...
Okay, now let's take one at a time.
Oh, okay.
You have to thatch it first.
Okay.
Because if you put it down,
I know.
It creates a skin. And then
when you thatch it, you
break apart the skin. So thatch it first, rake it, do whatever needs to be, and then put it down.
Listen, I've got 5 dogs, and if they start barking, they just saw a squirrel, I'm going to have to hang up.
That's okay. I've got 4, and it's the same thing here.
Oh, you won't be able to hear me. So, okay, my second question is, I have a really, really bad back, and I had friends help me turn my huge garden over, and I dug up all my asparagus because I'm moving it to its own, it's like a sandbox. Do I have to start over, you know, like where it takes 3 years again because I dug it up out of the ground?
I wouldn't cut anything this year, but next year I would pick maybe half the amount of time that you have been doing.
Okay. Can I wait
okay.
on the line because
yes,
I have 2 more
you've
questions.
Got to give it a whole year for
okay.
the roots to get reestablished. And once they're established, then you can start to pick. You hold on a second and we'll come right back to you.
Okay, good.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good morning and welcome to the Bald Parent Gotten Clever. I know some of you are just getting up and make yourself a cup of coffee, get the morning paper, turn that radio up a little bit, and let's talk about gardening. We are talking with Karen. You still there, Karen?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Now, what was your second question?
Okay. My apple trees have some kind of a fungus on them. I looked it up online. Is there a systemic, an organic systemic I can use for them?
Now, what do you mean? Is it like a moth growing on
it? Yeah, it's a weird looking moth, and I actually had a tree guy here last week that cut some really big limbs off with a chainsaw. excuse me, some of the limbs were like split in the middle, and yes, it's like a greenish, weird, not like a soft moss, but that almost aqua-type, dry, crackly moss on it.
Yeah, yeah. That really isn't a problem, and I think what he did is, you said he cut some crotches that were bad.
Yeah, some good-sized limbs. A kid could hang from them. They were really big.
Yeah. I think, now, were those branches dead?
No, one of them was right in the way. When you mow the lawn, you'd walk smack into it. And there wasn't really any apples growing on that particular limb, so I cut that off. They needed to be trimmed down anyway. This is like, I do that about every three years. So.
Right.
So does it need a systemic, or should I just spray it with copper?
If you take a walk in the woods, any place in the world, you're going to see things growing on the back of the tree. And most of them are just using the tree for support grow on. If you go down south and you see that beautiful Spanish moss dangling from the trees, Spanish moss is using the branches to grow on. It doesn't penetrate into the tree and create a problem. The only plant
that's the problem, and you're not going to see it in New Hampshire,
orchid.
Is mistletoe.
Oh, mistletoe. Yes, I saw pictures of that. They look like big squirrel nests. Yeah, I was surprised by that. So should I spray it with copper, and what food would you suggest feeding?
Okay, don't spray it with anything. You're just wasting your time, your money, and your energy. The tree's okay.
Okay.
The thing that I want you to do is I want you to feed it. I want you to get plant tone from a spoma.
Okay.
It's a slow-release organic.
I used it. And I've got a great big screwdriver that was my dad's that is. I save it just for making those big round circles around the trees. So plant tone.
Yeah, and you need to give that tree 1 pound for every inch diameter.
Whoa,
so
you
stand up and at chest height, put a ruler, and let's say it measures 10 inches. You need to put 10 pounds of food underneath the drip line, underneath that umbrella of branches.
Okay.
So you jam in the screwdriver, you wiggle it back and forth, you put a half a handful. And you go here and there throughout the canopy of the tree, fill the hole with some soil. Then when you're done, get your sprinkler, set it up, and let it run for a half an hour. And that will dissolve some of the food. It'll get it down to the roots. The tree will start eating. It's going to say, Karen, oh, what a good supper you gave me. And it will start to grow.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you one more thing I want you to do.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the apples that are on that tree, do you eat them or?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Okay. The thing I want you to do now, I want you to get a plastic apple. You can buy it at the dime store.
Oh, with the Vaseline to see when the bugs come?
Yep.
And then spray it with Captain Jack or?
No, you're going to spray it with all season oil.
Okay, I've got some of that. Perfect.
Okay, now, it's really important, especially this year, because normally, bugs are here.
Yep, you're right.
But at 37 degrees at my house, they're not here yet. So
it's
you
freezing.
Hang that apple on it with the Vaseline. When you see that they are stuck on the apple, then you use the all season oil. Okay?
Okay?
And that will eliminate a lot of the insects.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.